The provincial NDP convention was held November 21st through the 23rd. There were several candidates running for leadership of the NDP. Peter Dimitrov, Mehdi Najjari, Steve Orcherton, Leonard Krogh, Nils Jensen, and Carol James. The NDP voted on Saturday to entrench one member, one vote into the party constitution. The next provincial leadership campaign will see the new leader elected by every member of the NDP. Currently, the federal NDP uses this system as well as the Canadian Alliance Party. The past election of Jack Layton was the first of such a vote for the NDP. The NDP also passed a resolution to review their traditional relationship with the labor movement. Several key labor leaders were given status on that committee in the review. The other notable event that happened at the NDP convention was that Jeff Fox was elected president of the party. I'm going to play to you the result of the first ballot at the NDP convention on Sunday.
There are 790 eligible voters. There were 776 votes cast. One ballot was spoiled, so there are 775 valid votes cast. It takes 389 votes to elect. And I'm going to read the results in reverse order. Dimitrov, 12 votes. Najjari, 32 votes. Orcherton, 87 votes. Krogh, 150 votes. Jensen, 169 votes. James, 325 votes.
As a result of the first ballot, Peter Dimitrov and Mehdi Najjari dropped off the ballot with less than 10% of the vote. Steve Orcherton addressed the convention.
I am asking those who support me in the endeavor to rebuild our party from its foundation and from its roots to go and share that vision and view with the person I believe that is closest to me on those issues, and with no disrespect to any of the candidates that are running. I ask you to put your support with a good friend of mine, Leonard Krogh.
On the second ballot, three candidates remained: Leonard Krogh, Nils Jensen, and Carol James. Here are the results of the second ballot.
Once more on the leadership vote results. On the second ballot, again, there were 790 eligible voters. The total number of votes cast was 772. There were two spoiled ballots, so there are 770 valid votes cast. It takes 386 votes to elect. The results in reverse order are Jensen, 162. Krogh, 215. James, 395.
So Carol James wins the election for the NDP leader. Here is her speech that she gave to convention on Saturday, the 22nd of November.
Segal, this is an honor song for Carol.
Yeah. beautiful singing. Good afternoon, friends. I'm Jenny Kwan, MLA for Vancouver Mount Pleasant. It is my great pleasure to nominate Carol James for leader of the NDP, New Democratic Party of BC.
Brothers and sisters, my name is Rob Fleming, NDP City Councillor for Victoria, and I proudly stand here this afternoon to second the nomination of Carol James for leader of our party.
Carol James has been a leader all her life, guided by values of fairness, honesty, and respect. She believes that government should promote opportunity for all and has always championed social and economic justice. I've learned firsthand what it takes to take on the Liberals, and Carol has it. The people of BC want an alternative. They want hope, compassion, and balance from their government. They need a leader who offers a new way of doing politics, genuine politics that places people first. That is why I nominate Carol James for leader.
Friends, I first met Carol James in January 1995 on the front lawn of the legislature. Back then, Carol was a respected leader in the BC School Trustees Association. She was there that day to stand with young people and add her credibility to the tens of thousands of students struggling against Paul Martin's massive cutbacks to transfer payments and student financial assistance. Carol has the determination and energy to put values into action. Even in the toughest election in the history of our party, Carol was able to engage people in every neighborhood, on every doorstep, and win respect for the New Democratic Party. British Columbians are looking for a practical, compassionate alternative to Gordon Campbell. Someone they can trust. Carol will deliver. She is committed to modernizing our party and uniting this province's diverse interests to a common purpose. Carol's leadership will attract a new, passionate, and accomplished team of candidates to win in 2005.
All of us are living through difficult and challenging times. We face an uncaring Liberal government that is suffocating democracy and debate. They're carving up our hard-won public assets from BC Hydro to our hospitals, to our railways, and our forests. They're starving schools and making post-secondary education unreachable to many. And their attack on the most vulnerable to society is an outrage. All of this has meaning to each individual British Columbian. We'd like you to listen to just a few of their stories.
Like working in the hospital, taking care of the patients, and you know, it's so sad to lose your job.
They're giving the resources of the province away, they're selling raw logs, they're breaking up BC Hydro. Those are assets that belong to the people of this province.
The unemployment has gone sky high.
If I can't find childcare, I'm not going to be able to finish school.
Old people are sadly neglected.
Interior British Columbia, if it is a so-called heartland, well, you've got to take care of your heart.
I looked at my 2002 income tax return, and my two children and I lived off of $8,300. We can't even go to McDonald's, for God's sake.
People should not be allowed to starve here.
I am 91 years old, and I'm here to demonstrate and tell Campbell he's a bloody liar, and you're not going to take the cut down she's making.
Candidates that clearly are a government in waiting, candidates that people in BC will see as cabinet material. And we need a leader that British Columbians will trust.
Someone who can go out into the broader community and work to bring people back to the NDP.
Who offers a positive alternative to the mean-spirited policies of Gordon Campbell.
Has a personal understanding and a personal history with working with our communities. And that level of understanding is something that is absolutely vital in terms of addressing the number one social issue in our province, and that's resolving Aboriginal rights and title within our province.
Who understands the social service sector, and who understands that the communities, like the Kootenays where I'm from, needs a vibrant economy.
That can stand up to the Liberal government's crazy forest policies that are destroying rural British Columbia.
And the next Premier of British Columbia, Carol James.
Jenny, thank you, Rob. It really is such an honor to be nominated by two such highly regarded New Democrats. I want you to know I've never been prouder to be a New Democrat than I am today. There was a moment when some may have despaired the fate of our party, but it is clear today how important the NDP is to British Columbia. British Columbians are again looking to New Democrats for leadership and new ideas to move our province forward. We owe a great deal of thanks to that, to Joy MacPhail, who has amazed and inspired all of us. Many of you have taken that inspiration and applied it to your own communities. Alice Ross, Bob Martin, and Cam McAdams are examples of the community leadership fighting against BC Rail privatization. Jane Burton, Menja Nicholson, Joy Orr, and others who have led their community in the fight against the Campbell takeover of the Columbia Basin Trust. Bill Burrell in Victoria, and New Democrats in every community who are working to oppose the time limits on income assistance. Most of you in this hall are activists in your community. That's not surprising. It's what New Democrats do. It's what we're respected for. I grew up, raised my family, and fostered children in a supportive community. A community that benefited from the collective work of New Democrats. Activists who envisioned publicly funded community schools and community health clinics. Like other New Democrats, I've tried to contribute to that collective vision. And I've had the honor of working with many of you to build on that vision. Katrina Conroy in Castlegar, Sheila Davidson at SFU are two of the many childcare activists who developed a publicly funded child care program that was the envy of our nation. Chief Nathan Matthew in Kamloops and Kit Krieger from the BCTF worked to create a historic federal-provincial agreement that demanded better education for Aboriginal students. I had the honor to work with Libby Davies to advocate on the issue of child poverty. That daycare program that we worked for has been cut by the Campbell government. How can parents work if they can't afford childcare? I believe it's worth fighting for the rights of families to go to work knowing their children will be safe and nurtured. I believe it's worth fighting to restore a vision of hope for this province. I believe if anyone is going to stop those who squander the wealth of this province on tax cuts for the rich or public asset giveaways for the profit of a few, it will be people like you. It will be New Democrats. Gordon Campbell's policies didn't work in the 1930s. They didn't work in the 1980s, and they aren't working now. Our economy is performing worse than any other province in this country. There are 200,000 people without a job. The lineups at shelters and food banks are getting longer as people struggle with the reality of Campbell's mismanagement. It's a heartless scheme that breaks the link between our communities and their economic base and social infrastructure. It tears up the social contract that bound communities together throughout the history of our province. It puts our economic future in the hands of people we've never met and never will. And it strips the wealth of our province out of our communities and puts it in the pockets of those who will never live there. In Kitimat, that means Alcan can stop hiring and simply profit from the sale of power it generates, despite the contract negotiated with the community. In Lewis Creek and dozens of forestry towns across this province, it means mills can be shut down and logs trucked away because of a decision made in the USA. Shame. For those who live along the BC rail line, it means bowing to decisions made by men in $1,000 suits in Toronto. And BC Hydro Administration decisions? Somewhere in Bermuda. The management of our hospital services are being shifted to Alberta and somewhere in France. And dedicated healthcare workers are being thrown out on the street. My number one priority, the top item on our New Democrat to-do list, is to give British Columbians a viable, practical alternative that puts control of our economic future back in the hands of those who care the most about it. It would mean that Alcan would honour its contract and invest in jobs in the community in exchange for the incredibly cheap power it gets from its dams. It means giving the mayor, the mill worker, and the ecotourism business a voice at any table deciding the future of a forest community and its resource base. And it means an end to the giveaway of our public assets. It also means working with business, willing to invest in sustainable modern opportunities for growth and prosperity. Despite what the Liberal spinmeisters might say, we've actually had some success at that. We even implemented tax cuts. But unlike Campbell's reckless tax cuts for the rich, New Democrats worked out targeted tax incentives that stimulated the economy, specific sectors of the economy like the film industry. And Campbell's budget would have an even bigger hole in it today if not for the NDP-created economic development in the Northeast. We should be proud of these successes, just like we should be proud of the fact we doubled the number of parks, we froze tuition fees, we defied Paul Martin's call for health care cuts by continuing to invest in publicly funded and managed health care. Now we need to do more as New Democrats, with a renewed vitality and a renewed energy. British Columbians need to know they can trust us to keep their interests foremost. British Columbians know our values are the best foundation upon which to base their hopes and aspirations. But they want to know, and they want the assurance that we'll act on those values. We will renew our party in a way that ensures our values guide our every action. I want to focus our party on grassroots participation where every voice is important and heard. We will modernize our relationship with labor, recognizing our aspirations and successes on many common goals. And we will demonstrate our commitment to a renewed democracy through campaign finance reform. As government, we all will also reaffirm our commitment to fiscal responsibility. We can point to two NDP balanced budgets. Gordon Campbell can't even get that right. Not only have we endured some of the largest fiscal deficits in BC's history under the Campbell Liberals, we've endured the most profound social deficit in generations. His single-minded focus on balancing his budget means seniors have been kicked off pharmacare and kicked out of their homes. Yay! Hospitals are closing. Yay! Schools are closing. Yay! Workers have seen their wages cut, their jobs taken away, their contracts torn up. Yay! Post-secondary education is increasingly out of reach to our youth. Services for women have been replaced by slogans, women's centers are closing, and pay equity is on its way out. Yay! We face a potentially catastrophic environmental deficit. There's a for sale sign on our parks and forests, and the people who protect our environment have been fired. Yay! Our challenge as New Democrats isn't simply to reaffirm our commitment to fiscal responsibility and a strong economy. We must measure our success by three bottom lines: a modern and thriving economy, a healthy and protected environment, a community that supports and enriches the lives of all. No single bottom line is of greater importance. For example, the prospect of increased economic activity through fish farming doesn't trump the need to protect our marine environment and existing wild stock fisheries. We must work with the communities to save those jobs and to provide incentives to invest in safer land-based farms. It's a tough balancing act, this new way of governing. But it reflects the values that we have always held as New Democrats. Under my leadership, I will honor the contracts I sign, not break them. The $6 training wage has to go. I will build a government that works with municipal leaders, not against them. And no one in our province should be without a decent, affordable home. We all want a clean environment. The air that we breathe, the water we drink, and the land that sustains us must be protected. These lands are also the inherent lands of First Nations, and we must fairly resolve land claims and the sharing of our resources. And I will protect our public health care and our public education systems. During the 11 years that I served as a school trustee, and the 5 years I served as president of the BC School Trustees Association, I learned a lot about making tough decisions. It's hard work. But it's through hard work that we will regain the trust of British Columbians. It's the hard work that Joy and Jenny have demonstrated in the legislature. It's it's the hard work of many of you in the fight against the sell-off of this province and the closing of your hospitals and schools. It's the same hard work that built those hospitals and schools in the first place. It's the same hard work that I commit to you in the struggle to take on Gordon Campbell community by community. We need to elect a leader who can build on our strong foundation, capitalize on our opportunities, and articulate the feelings of British Columbians. I am that leader. British Columbians are waiting to hear from us after this weekend. I'm ready to take on Gordon Campbell, and I know you are too. Our message to British Columbians is we are ready to win in 2005, and together, we can save this house.
Hi, this is Shane Polak for CJSF Radio. I'm with Kennedy Stewart of Simon Fraser University's Assistant Professor of the Public Policy Program. Now, Kennedy, we just had an election here with the leader of the NDP, and Carol James just won the election. What are the chances of the NDP now becoming the government, forming the government for British Columbia?
I think the chances are a lot better than maybe a lot of the pundits and commentators are giving the NDP a chance. So the chances are a lot better than most people are saying they'll be. I think the NDP is holding fast at about 30% in the polls, and they only need 40% to win. So if they can strip enough off the Green Party and enough off the soft Liberal support, they could form government.
We were talking about how centrist she was with respect to the other candidates. Do you think this will be of help?
I think it will be. I think she's seen as not betraying NDP ideals, while she's not seen as, or she's friendly enough to kind of regular British Columbians, not too familiar with Labour, that people might feel comfortable voting for her. Yes.
Demographically, the NDP seems to have been holding steady since the last election. Is this indicative of people not changing their minds about the NDP, or do you think that people just haven't made a decision yet?
Well, I think actually the voters in British Columbia they've solidified their support behind the various parties. So over the last year, the Liberals have been around 44%, the NDP has been about 31%, and the Greens have been about 17%, and it hasn't moved. So the Liberals, of course, are very comfortable with this lead, but in order for it to change, I think the NDP is going to have to do something pretty exciting and quite radical to capture the imagination of voters and to up their percentage of support.
Carol James is quite solid in her support of the environment. Do you think this will help them get some votes from the Greens?
Yeah, I do. I think that the Green support is notoriously soft, meaning that although people indicate in public opinion polls that they're willing to vote for the Greens, when it comes to actually ticking the ballot, they have second thoughts. And I think that her Green position, Green friendliness, will be very helpful in moving people over to the Greens, especially when they know their choice is either voting for Greens and having another Liberal government, or voting for the NDP and hoping for the best. So in a way, it'll be a strategic choice by Green voters to vote for Carroll.
Thank you, Kennedy. I'm glad you're with us. We'll talk to you again sometime.
Hey, thanks very much. Nice being here.
Now I'm going to play for you the press conference that was held at the end of the NDP convention with Carroll James.
I'll talk to the party about that afterwards. I put my name forward to run in a full-time job to go forward for this party, and that's what I'm going to do.
What's your position on the lobbying strategy?
I'm very concerned when you see a labor board that, in fact, can impose a contract without sitting down at the table for free collective bargaining. I think it's important to give the opportunity for bargaining to occur. I'm very concerned for those workers. I'm very concerned for their families. Those are the people who will be hurting, and we need to all stand together to support workers and their families.
What's your answer to the people who said that the NDP is not ready for a woman to lead?
Well, I think we heard the answer loud and clear on the second ballot when it came in. I think the people of this province are ready for a strong leader. They're ready for someone to take on the Campbell government, someone with integrity and someone they can trust, and I'm that leader.
Do you think it's a disadvantage to be in the parliament?
I don't think it's going to be a disadvantage. I think it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to get out into communities, to build the support base across this province, to make sure that we're talking to people about the impacts of the Campbell government, and to build that support base so that when it comes to May 2005, we're ready.
Apart from criticizing, what issues do you want to raise? What issues do you want to raise apart from attacking the Campbell government?
I've talked about the fact that there are three bottom lines that are important for British Columbians. We need to ensure we have a strong modern economy. We need to ensure we have a protected environment and healthy communities. One bottom line isn't more important than others. We'll be measuring our success as a party and as government by three bottom lines. I think we need to go out there and bring all progressive voices together. There are a number of people who voted Green last time round who aren't Green Party members. I differentiate between Green Party people and Green Party people who voted Green. So I think we need to reach out to those people who voted Green last time round. They were concerned with New Democrats. They felt that we didn't follow a vision and a direction that they believed in. I think when those people take a look at New Democrats and the kind of policies that we're putting out there in positions, those people will trust us once again. I'd encourage them to come and talk to New Democrats, help us strengthen our positions as a party, and join with us to make sure we get rid of this government.
Form an alliance with the Green Party.
I don't think an alliance is in the cards. I'm certainly not hearing that from Adrian Carr. I'm not hearing that from the Green Party. We'll be running New Democrat candidates in every riding in this province. We need to work together with people and communities to join together to look who's going to be the best alternative to defeat the government. That'll be New Democrats. Well, I've just won today, so I think I need to take a little bit of time to take a look at things like where I'm going to live. I, in fact, believe I'm going to be living on the road for the next year and a half as I travel around the province. So I think that's a discussion for tonight and tomorrow and the week to come. I think it's going to be I'm very concerned about Paul Martin and the direction that he may go. I'm worried that he'll take a look at cutting further support to the provinces. We need to ensure that those payments to our province continue. BC deserves to get its fair share of the money from the federal government, and so I'm quite happy to talk to anyone about how we make sure that we get those resources for our province.
Can you tell us something about your partner?
I have a partner in the last year in my life from Burns Lake, someone I met up north, and I'm very fortunate to have an incredible support network in my family and my friends. I've had some amazing mentors in my life that really has carried me forward, not only in my life, but in this campaign as well. Yes, he is. Well, I think all life experiences you bring into a campaign or bring into your life influence your decisions. I think the fact that I'm Aboriginal, the fact I'm a woman, the fact I'm a parent, I think all of those issues, one doesn't weigh more than the other. You bring your life experiences into every campaign. Well, I think if you take a look at the job that needs to be done, what needs to be done in this next year and a half? A lot of hard work. And who better to do that hard work than three women going forward to do that hard work? So I think we're going to have an incredible team of women who are going to go forward. We're also going to make sure that we build a strong team out in the province. We have an incredible group of candidates who are up there today. I think Niels Jensen brings some real strength to our party, and I look forward to working with him, as well as Leonard Crowe, Steve Orcherton. I think we've got some very good ideas that came forward during this leadership campaign, and we're all going to pull together. We've got a great dynamic team, all of us.
What were the strongest new ideas that came forward?
I'm very concerned. I've lived in Prince George for almost 2 years now. It's one more example of this government selling off the assets of this province. Those are things that belong to this generation and future generations. They're selling off a railway that's making money, that is the lifeline to the north. I'm very concerned, and I want to stand strong with Prince George and other citizens around this province to stop the sale of BC Rail and stop the privatization and the sell-off of BC. I'm going to support them as I've done previously. I've been out on protests with people in Prince George in the last 2 years, and I'll continue to support them in every way I can.
Okay, one more question, guys. Or not.
I I didn't put in all this work over the last 3 months and all this energy to be a caretaker. I'm going forward to win in 2005 and to go forward to lead government as we go into 2009 election as well.
Okay,
thank, you. Thank you.
This was Shane Polak reporting for CJSF Radio FM 90.1 at the NDP convention November 21st to the 23rd.